This is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. This is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kxe.org.
Thanks for listening to Kim. Thanks for listening to KAXE. Grand Rapids River Fest is on Saturday, September 6th, presented by KAXE and the City of Grand Rapids. In its 50th year.
This is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kxe.org. Okay. Can you hear music? Okay, let's start. We'll try and we're going to find out if anyone can hear me right now to do this. So again, Green Cheese, we'll start out just some general guidelines. As you call in and you get the hold music, it'll tell you what number in queue. So stay on there. Step away from your device so we don't hear any echo for this. A reminder, it is a family show. So adjust your vocabulary accordingly to do this. And just a suggestion that is made by others, you may want to jot down the question that you're calling in. So once you get on the phone, you may or may not forget that to do that. So, okay, I'm going to start off some questions and we'll see if we're on board here to do this. So, question number one, who played the monster in the 1931 Frankenstein film? The actor who played the Frankenstein. The Simpsons became the longest-running primetime animated TV series in 1997. What show previously held that record? The original Star Trek TV series is set in which century? In the Alien film series, what is the name of Ellen Ripley's cat? Name the three actors who played the main characters in The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. So the three actor names. Cameron Diaz got her big break by being cast as the lead female in which film? So her first big film for that. And what is an exploding star called? And when making jam, which fruit juice helps draw out the pectin, making it set? 218-326-1234. Let's try this.
Cameron Diaz got a big break.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake, and I just was calling in to... Let me turn this down. Sorry. Calling in to say I heard you. Last week I called in early, and I know you had a hard... I heard tech support conversations of loading the show, so I just said, I'll call in again early. I've listened to the questions. I don't know any of the answers, so I'll just go in with my shout-outs.
Sure.
Zoot and Galahad.
Clint
Eastwood. And all the Green Cheese listeners, looking forward to the show tonight, and I'll call back in when I have a good answer.
Thanks, Linda. And just a reminder, that was the other mic. I know we sound alike and we have the same name, but I heard that. So sometimes we have a little key slippage of like that, but thank you for your patience and thank you for
calling. Okay, and Mike, what is your last name?
Barry, Mike Barry.
Barry. Okay, thanks, Mike. Looking forward to a good show tonight.
Thanks, Linda.
Yep. So you're welcome. Yep. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike Barry, it's Julie Crabb.
Julie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I feel your pain, A.
Yeah.
B, I knew many of the answers, but here's the one I think I'm going to answer.
Okay.
Because I should only answer one. Cameron Diaz made her debut in What About Mary? What About Mary?
I've got something different.
Okay.
Her first big break. So, yeah.
Then I guess I'm going to have to go and leave it to somebody else.
Well, thank you, but please keep dialing if you so choose.
All right. Calling from Meadowlands. Bye.
Thanks, Julie. Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. So I think it was Boris Karloff played the Frankenstein monster.
You are correct.
And did I get that one?
You're the first one to get that. So you're, I mean, the first correct answer. So you get
and can I answer another?
Please do.
The cat in the Aliens film.
Yeah.
Jones or Jonesy.
Jonesy is correct.
Yeah. So okay.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka. Well, thanks for calling in, Anoka.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Yep. Bye.
Sorry?
Please keep calling.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. I was calling about Boris Karloff, too.
Someone got it, but yeah, it's...
Yep, yeah, okay. I heard him. And if I would have answered something about Mary, I would have been wrong.
Well, correct. You would have been wrong.
Yeah, because I heard Julie on that one. So I'll try again.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nancy. Please keep calling.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. It's Betsy from Meadowlands.
Betsy. Yes.
Yes. And I think that the longest show before The Simpsons was at 60 minutes.
No, we're looking for the longest running primetime animated TV series. So obviously The Simpsons. So what was the animated TV, primetime animated show that held the record prior to The Simpsons?
Oh, that's a good one. I missed the animated, so I am sorry. Good job, Mike.
We're struggling, but thanks
for hosting.
Hanging with us, Betsy.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Whoop, not on there. So, okay, let's go back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's always great to be on Green Cheese.
Yes.
Let's see. How about my better half, Zoot, says lemon juice is probably helpful to your jam?
It is lemon. Zoot is correct, yes.
Yes, lemon. Okay. Yeah. And I'll go with a science question, which is exploding stars are novae or ANOVA.
Could you be more
Hello?
Specific? Could you be more?
Oh, really? ANOVA doesn't count, huh?
Yeah. You're in the neighborhood.
I can't. So. Yeah, nope. I will not be more specific. I'll leave that on somebody else.
Okay.
And I won't give any of the actors, but you got to go.
If I could whistle, I would do that.
Okay. Well, keep your show going. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sue.
Oh, and shout out to Linda of Don Lake.
Okay. Thank you. Yep.
Bye.
Cool. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, it's Brandy Joe from Northeast. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I think I might have an answer to the Cameron Diaz question.
Sure.
Is it the mask?
It is the mask. You are correct.
Ooh. Yes, yes. Starting off the night right.
Indeed.
So, I'd like to give a shout out to Julie and Keith from Parts Unknown and my lovely husband, Granty Boo.
It was nice meeting you guys a couple weeks ago. So, had a good time.
Oh, absolutely. So much fun.
Another reason to turn out to that picnic. So.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be there next year.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Have a good night.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hey, Mike, this is Charlie. I'd like to give an answer to the good, mad, and the ugly question.
Yeah.
Was it by chance Morgan Freeman, Clint Eastwood, and Gene Hackman?
You've got one of three. Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that's
correct.
Bad. I have the wrong movie then.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
And then is the imploding star by chance a supernova?
It's a supernova, yes, yes.
Fantastic.
All I have is close, but yeah, do that. So.
All right. Perfect. Well, I'll take one out of two.
that works. That works.
Yeah. And if it's all right, I'd love to give a shout-out.
Sure.
I'd love to give a shout-out to Dave, Ben, and especially Nico, who's celebrating his 16th birthday. And that's from the Cox Clan on the High Banks.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, and happy birthday to that young gentleman, the young person.
Yeah, so. Thanks, buddy. Hey, okay. Take care.
You too. Thanks for calling.
I believe he was thinking of The Unforgiven there.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Simon the Lakes here.
Simon.
Well, I originally called in with Boris Karloff, then that got. Then I was going to say supernova, and that got. But the original Star Trek, I think it was set in like 2260-something, so that would be the 23rd century.
You are correct, Simon. The 23rd century.
All right.
The original
Thank
century.
You, sir.
Thanks, Simon. Keep on calling.
Yeah, appreciate it. Great show as always. Looking forward to it. Shout out to everyone.
Thanks a lot, Simon. Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese. This is the Eel Pouse up here from north of Ely.
Mm-hmm.
We were calling in to answer the question about the three actors in The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
All right, my son's going to answer. Go ahead, Justin.
The first one is Clint Eastwood, and then Eli Wallach, Lee Van Cleef.
You got that, sir. Yes. So let me reach in for you. Got it, young man. You got it.
There you go.
Yay.
You want to shout out to anybody?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Let's get a few more questions out there. Which pigment gives plants a green color? What is the study of mushrooms called? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in which American city? What was Elvis Presley's first hit released in 1957? The first big one. In Scrabble, how many points would you score with the word quiz placed on a double word score? So looking for the number score for the word quiz placed on a double word score. What's the name for a small plastic or metal sheath at the end of a shoelace? And which of the four Beatles was born first? And one more. What can tigers and lions do that cheetahs and cougars cannot? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it's me, Rhinestone from the Biffy.
Yes. Rhinestone, what's up?
Oh, just want to answer a question, maybe.
Sure.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, Ohio.
You are correct. You got it.
All right, nailed it. Coming in hot. Well, anyway, so far so good. Technical difficulties. You were making it through it. Sounds great, bud.
Sure thing.
Support public radio. And send a shout-out to Keech, Mojo, Jake from Garage, Larry Mondello guy. I hope you're listening. John from Sudbury, and Bugs Bunny, and my pal who rides that Supernova all the way to this guy, Mark Thomas Herder. And always changing furnace filters monthly.
No doubt. Thanks for calling, sir. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I've got the answer for the longest animated show before The Simpsons.
Yes.
Primetime.
What you got?
I think that might have been The Flintstones.
You are correct. It was The Flintstones. That was Primetime show.
Yeah. I don't remember watching it, Primetime, but...
I got the syndicated show.
I think
show.
I heard that somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I watched it after school when I got home on the syndicated show. But
Right.
Where are you calling from, sir?
This is John from Grand Rapids.
Okay, John. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Shout out.
Thanks. Good show.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yes, Larry from West Evelyn, long-time listener, first-time caller, big-time liar.
Okay.
The color green comes from the chlorophyll in a plant.
You are correct. You are correct, Larry.
Oops, hello?
Yes, chlorophyll. So.
Okay. And I owe you another $5. I made a pledge a few weeks back, and then... I started getting lucky, and I told the girls that I'd pay $5 every time I got the right answer, okay? I promise I will keep trying, and I hope my shout-out goes to everybody that this program means enough to. Give back $5. It'll give you the privilege to keep calling back, showing how smart you almost are.
Yeah, Larry, that's a good idea, and thank you for that, those comments and that sentiment.
Thank you, fellas. Bye now.
Thank you. Always a good idea and reminder that you can donate at kaxe.org or text the word donate to 218-326-1234. We appreciate everyone who's been giving in the past month since the recent budget cuts. Appreciate your giving and your support of our radio station. So back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Simon of the Lakes again. Well, know a couple here, but... I don't know. I think I'm not sure which won't be guessed as much. Let's go with this is only one of four, so it's pretty easy. But we'll go with Ringo Starr was the oldest Beatle, was born first. He was about 3 months older than John Lennon, I believe, something like that.
You got it. You got it, Simon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Simon. Keep on calling.
Yep. Good night.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The shoelace question?
Yes.
Is an aglet.
You are correct.
Ringo Starr was the oldest.
You got it.
Did you get that?
Yes, aglet is correct, sir. You got it.
Yeah, okay. Calling from Anoka again.
Okay.
Because you told me to.
I appreciate it. We'll keep on calling, and thanks for listening. So.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Hello, you're on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the question about the City of Mushrooms.
Yes. What do you have?
Oh, mycology?
You are correct. You got it.
Okay. Sorry. This is Zim. Zim Zen.
Zim Zen. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. And you are a mushroom scholar, right? Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, my name is Simon from Waconia, and I'd like to try to answer the question about the cheetah and leopard and lions and tigers, the differences.
Right.
I think lions and tigers can swim, right? Where the other two do not.
I've got a different answer. I've got something else.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. No problem. I would like to give a shout out to Victoria firefighter Laura Wood, who passed away, and we did a celebration of life yesterday. So just shout out to all the first responders.
Indeed. Thank you. And sorry for your loss of your friend. So
have a good night.
You too. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
All right, Elite Eel Pouts again.
Yep.
I think somebody already answered it, but I already called, and my daughter wanted to answer one. So for the Beatle was Ringo Starr?
Yes.
All right, and you want to do a call-out, Scarlett? Uncle Evan, and out Emily. And she wanted to do a shout-out for her Uncle Evan and outhouse Emily.
She's a little shy, isn't she? So.
She is. So we'll work on it.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Let's get a few more questions out there. Which cocktail is made from vodka, cream, and coffee liqueur? What company made the games Trivial Pursuit and Risk? And name the world's first multi-sport domed stadium. The first one. And name the two biggest deserts in the world. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Nancy from Omaland again.
Nancy.
I think Elvis's first big hit was Heartbreak Hotel.
It is. It was. It still is.
Yeah, I was about 13 at that time.
Were you an Elvis fan back then?
Oh, you bet. Still am.
A lot of people were, so good.
Yeah. Okay, shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake and Donnie from Cedar Island Lake and Calamity Jane and the Dip in the Road.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the desert question you just asked.
The two biggest deserts in the world.
I'm going to give the first. I'm going to try to guess one. I'm thinking of the Sahara.
I've got something different.
Oh, okay. Can you repeat the question about cats just so I can hear it again?
Which one? The cats? Let's see. What can tigers and lions do that cheetahs and cougars cannot?
Okay, well, I'm going to leave that alone and let's think about it for a second, but I'll give a shout out to the Iqua Islanders listening up on Iqua Island in by Ely. This is the Langs of Northfield.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Great show. Thanks.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Heather calling from near Hill City.
Yes, Heather.
And I'm wanting to answer the question about the Scrabble word quiz.
Yes.
I think the score would be 46.
I've got something different for that.
You do? So,
yes, yes.
It's the word quiz on a double word score?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe I'll double check my source here on that, but... Is it?
Okay.
Wait.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Heather. I received news that 46 is the correct answer. So I had the wrong one. But 46 for quiz is the correct answer.
Perfect.
All right. Any shout-outs or anything?
Have a good night.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Diggs from the garage.
Yeah.
I want to take a shot at that lions and tigers and what was the other ones? Cheetahs and whatever?
Cheetahs and cougars cannot do what tigers and lions can.
The lions and tigers, they can roar.
Yes, that's the difference.
I believe.
Roar. You got
okay.
it.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. I was going to answer the Elvis question, but I got answered while I was on hold, so I had to give a shot at this one.
All right.
I'll give a shout out to Mojo in the sauna. Mike from the Sack, friends of the White Tail, and all the other Green Cheesers tonight.
Thank you much.
Keep listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep, so long.
Bye. Bye.
We receive support from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. Huff's congregation strives to build bridges with the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. And support comes from the Loft Events Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center, rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. Okay, we got a few questions out there. Let me throw a few. Let's start out with this one. What movie is known as the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies? What film does Julia Roberts play film star Anna Scott? Which Nirvana song takes its name from a drink extracted from the plant Mentha Pelagium? So the name of that song. And which vegetable links song titles by the Beatles, the Shins, and Marvin Gaye? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, this is Charlie again calling. This time I'm calling on behalf of my dad, the Rev. He was adamant he knew the answer for the largest deserts.
Yes.
It sounds like they're on both ends of the pole, the Antarctic and the Arctic Desert.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So, well, hey, I'd like to give another shout-out to Dave, Ben, and, again, Nico, who's celebrating his 16th birthday from the Cox Clan on the High Banks.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling. Keep on.
Hey, thanks, my friend. Take care.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. This is the PR Specials, and we'd like to answer the desert question. Yeah. Our guesses for the two biggest deserts are Antarctica and the Sahara Desert.
Antarctica is correct, but the Sahara is not, and someone just got it before you. But you got it on Antarctica. The Antarctica Polar Desert is one of two. And
okay. Could I answer another question, or do I got to call
in? Sure. Fire away.
All right. The Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies, is that Shakes the Clown?
It is Shakes the Clown. You are right.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
Thank you. Yep. So long. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Is it a White Russian?
Yes, it is. Vodka cream and coffee liqueur.
Perfect.
You get it. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Our Chicago callers are in tonight. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Can I give a shout out?
Please do.
To Lori and Love Park.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Yep. Hold on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon of the Lakes here. Let's see. I was calling for the desert. Answered by now. Trivia Pursuits and Scrabble. Was that the other game you're asking about?
Yeah, what company made it? Was Trivial Pursuit and Risk.
Risk, okay. Well, Trivia Pursuit, I know, is Hasbro.
I've got something different.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so...
Okay. All right. Well, I will listen to hopefully somebody else gets it then. I will stay tuned.
Keep on calling, Simon.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Good night.
So long. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. Mojo from the Sona.
Mojo, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy.
All right. All right. What you got?
I was calling in on the White Russian, but I heard that got answered. Mm-hmm. And I see Simon just unbelievably missed one. So, I mean, it's not like him. But anyway, I was thinking Dalton Bradley.
I've got something different, yeah, than that. For Trivial Pursuit and Risk, the manufacturer or the maker of that.
Well, then I was wrong with Really Good Company. So,
Indeed, Mojo.
So. Yep. So let me give a shout-out back to Jigs from the Garage, Rhinestone from the Biff, Linda from Doan Lake, Zoot and Galahad, and all the rest of the great Green Cheesers. I'll keep listening.
Thanks a lot, Mojo.
Yep, thank you, Mike. Bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, we're so excited. We love your program. Thank you for putting this out there. I think I have the answer to the question about the vodka and cream drink.
Yes. Vodka, cream, and coffee liqueur.
We love your program. Is it a White Russian?
It is. It
putting
is.
Putting this out there, sure. I think I have the answer.
Hooray.
My Grandma D drank it almost every night, and she's a wonderful soul. And I just want to shout out to the Cavacona Association in La Porte.
All right. Well, good, good. And where are you calling from?
We're actually here at the cabin in La Porte right now. So thank you so much for putting this show out.
Well, thanks for calling, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Keep calling.
Yep. Bye-bye. Here at the cabin.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I heard somebody else say Milton Bradley for the table games.
Yeah.
So my backup would be Kenner.
No, I've got something different on that.
Pardon?
I have something different on that. So.
Okay. Thank you anyway. Hey,
where are you calling from?
Larry from West Evelyn.
Okay, Larry.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, big-time liar.
All right. Keep on. So, thanks a lot, Larry.
Keep it up, kid. I'm sticking with you. You've only got 90 minutes to go.
Please do. Please do. So, thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. So long.
Uncle Evan.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is the Ely Eel Pout one more time with my last son here, Jameson.
Yeah.
Jameson, do you want to answer?
Julie Roberts, Anna Scott, Notting Hill.
Yes, you've got it, young man.
So, shout out to Uncle Evan. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Keep on giving us good answers.
Oh.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Joan with the broken arm. And I would like to suggest that maybe Trivial Pursuit was by Parker Brothers.
Yes, Parker Brothers for Trivial Pursuit and Risk. You got it.
Thank you. And I'd like to give a shout out to people up here on High Banks, to Ben and to Dave and to Nico, who is celebrating his 16th birthday.
Ah, excellent. It sounds like he's having a good birthday. So.
Yeah, I think he is. I hope he is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Joan. Yep, bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, yeah. Was the answer to the first multi-sport indoor stadium the Metrodome?
No, I've got something different on that.
What was that?
I have something different on that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, thanks.
Where are you calling from?
Beauty Lake.
Beauty Lake. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem.
Yep.
Bye.
Cool. So you got a few questions out there. Let's see. The world's first multi-sport dome stadium on that. Which Nirvana song takes its name from a drink extracted from the plant Mentha Pelagium? Which vegetable links song titles by the Beatles, the Shins, and Marvin Gaye? And we'll get a few new questions out there. What is the name of Fred and Wilma Flintstone's daughter? What was the name of New York's John F. Kennedy Airport until 1963? If the letter F means play loudly on a musical score, what letter means play quietly? What were the Viking warships called? And which Viking explorer was the son of Eric the Red? 218-326-1234. Back to the phones in Bemidji. Hello, you're on the air. Green Cheese.
Mike, Jeff from Woodridge.
Hello, Jeff.
Did anybody get the other desert?
They did, but what do you have?
Oh, I was thinking it was Gobi.
No, it was the Antarctica Polar Desert and the Arctic Polar Desert.
So someone called in. Okay. Yeah, all right. I mean, while I was waiting in the queue, all my other answers got grabbed. So, if I may, shout out to Don and Janet.
Sure. Yeah.
What?
There was just a question.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
Keep on calling. We'll get some more questions out there. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yep. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes again. Well, a couple of things. First of all, play softly, P.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. And just to quibble a little bit, or I shouldn't say quibble, Parker Brothers became Hasbro. They got acquired by Hasbro in like 90, so it was. So for a long time, Hasbro has been the licensees of Trivia Pursuits, but they did it. They kept Parker Brothers for a while as a brand before they got rid of it. So anyway,
that is true. with all the mergers and acquisitions, etc.
That's why I guess I got it wrong. So anyway, I'm trying to justify my poor excuse of an answer there.
No, you had it.
Anyway, thank you, sir. You're the best. Good
Thanks,
night.
Son. Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Bagley calling. We're just thinking that the multi-sport stadium would be the Astrodome.
It is the Astrodome. Yes, you are correct.
And we would, I think, should we answer another one?
If you got it. What do you got?
We were thinking Pebbles would be the Flintstones' daughter.
You're correct, Pebbles. So.
All right, thank you.
Where are you calling in from? Oh, Bagley.
From Bagley.
That's right.
Yep.
Right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. I'm going to get a few more questions out there. Flood the zone here. What was the name of the first nuclear-powered submarine? Name the five youngest ever U.S. presidents. In 2017, Harry Styles made his acting debut in which film? There is only one U.S. state capital which has the name of an English city. What is it? Name five U.S. states with the names ending in the letter S. And who became the Russian prime minister in 1917 and tried to arrest Vladimir Lenin? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Let me get away from my
yes,
radio.
Please do.
That was quick. Calling from Bemidji, we're the Garage Sale Ninjas.
Ah, our queen. Yes, thank you for calling.
You just asked a whole bunch of questions, and I was jotting them down, and I think I'm going to take one of the low-hanging fruit with one of the youngest presidents would be JFK.
Yes, he's one of the five, yes.
Okay, I'll leave it at that and give a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts and Tick and Bug if they're listening in Wisconsin tonight.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Doing a great job tonight.
Thanks. Yep. So long.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. This is the Ely Eel Pouch. Jameson's got another one.
The Viking ship.
Yes.
The Viking longship.
Yes, the Viking warships are called longships. You are correct, young fella.
I'm Two Sigma.
Oh.
Shout out to Cassidy Pecaram.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Connor from Chicago. Is the Nirvana song Penny Royalty?
Yes, you are correct. Thanks for getting that.
Thank you. And I have a shout out to Lori Mucky out in Rockford.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Cool.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I got a couple of the states that end in S.
Yes.
Hi. This is
both Texas and Kansas.
That's two of them. You are correct.
All right. I didn't think of any other ones. That was just quick.
Where are you calling from?
This is the Ikea Islanders.
Ah, okay. All right.
That sounds good.
Thanks for calling.
And then
go ahead.
All right, thanks.
No, you have a shout-out?
I got a couple of them here. Lang's in Northfield, Curry's from Murray, and Hannah and JJ from Shoshone.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
yep.
Friends.
So long. Yep.
Bye.
And a reminder, as you get into queue, you hear the music or the announcement, please move away from your device to do that. So 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, good evening. This is John calling from Chicago via Duluth, and I have another answer to one of those Viking questions, but it's not the ship.
Okay. Who was the son of Eric the Red?
Son of Eric the Red, was it Leif Erikson?
You are correct.
Got there it. You go.
All right. So you said Chicago via Duluth?
Via Duluth. I grew up in Duluth, but now I, have my tent staked in Chicago. You know how life works. But I'd like to give a shout-out to all the folks up on the Iron Range and everyone listening and supporting public radio.
Thank you for that comment.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. So long. And we receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor, Christina Galas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And support comes from Slim's Bar and Grill on Ann Street in Bemidji, featuring burgers, veggie burgers, chili, and soups. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. More at slimsbarandgrill.com and on Facebook. Okay, got a few more questions out there. We're 20 minutes from the hour. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Yeah. I believe that my husband's saying no, but I think LaGuardia is now JFK.
I have a different answer. No, so
you do. So he was right, but he can't remember. No,
well, he's right. I say yes. So okay. Well, good.
Illinois. Oh, a state ending in S is Illinois?
Yes, he got one, yes.
And did anybody get Arkansas?
You just did.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Nancy. You.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Let's get a few more questions out there. Who was the ruler of the Ottoman Empire when it reached its height of its power in the 16th century? How did Al Capone die, or what did he die of? What is considered to be the oldest historical sport? In Herman Melville's book Moby Dick, what's the name of Captain Ahab's ship? Which sheriff shot and killed Billy the Kid in 1881? And the thinnest skin on the human body is where? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids.
Yes, Janet.
And I think I have the other three states that end in S.
Sure.
Massachusetts. Oh, sorry, I can't say that. Massachusetts.
Yes.
Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not Illinois.
Yes.
And Arkansas.
You are correct. You are correct.
Yay!
Janet,
so. I already told you who I am. I'd like to give a shout-out to Jeff and Woodridge and the Kilgore Scouts and everybody that we got to meet at the picnic. Actually, I'd like to give a shout-out to the station for doing the picnic so that we can meet each other and put faces to the names. So thank you to KAXE and KBXE.
Well, thank you for that comment. It was a great time, and I myself feel the same way. It was good to put faces to voices and monikers. And
yeah, you feel so much closer to everybody after you get to meet them in person. So
yes,
thank
yes.
you for that.
Sure thing. And it's a good time, and I encourage everyone who can go to do so.
Yes, do so. Oh, and I also wanted to give a shout-out to John in Chicago via Duluth because we are in Grand Rapids via Chicago. So
yes, kind of reverse way, but yeah.
Right. So thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The first nuclear submarine?
Yes.
Was the Nautilus.
The USS Nautilus. You are correct.
Yep. And the Capone question?
Yes.
He died in a prison hospital from complications from syphilis.
Yes, you are correct. Syphilis. So, how did he get syphilis in prison? I don't know.
I think he went to prison with it.
That could be. He brought it with him. Yeah, you're right.
He brought it with him.
So, okay. That's a good distinction. So good, good. A shout out or anything?
No. Aren't you asking me where I'm calling from?
Ah, you're right. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka, okay. Okay, should have got it. Sometimes I will recognize the voices, but mix them all together.
Oh,
sometimes.
Well, that's nice to be recognized then.
Sure. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Keep on calling.
Yep. Bye-bye. So long.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. We've got the Walker girls here, but we're actually from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, so it's a little confusing there.
Okay.
But we are driving back and had the radio on, and my daughters got really excited about your state question.
Yeah.
And all the states that end in S. We know that someone answered two. Did somebody else answer the rest while we've been on the waiting line?
They did, but what do you have, or what does your daughter have?
Oh, well, let's let the girls sound. Them out.
So we have Arkansas, Kansas, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Texas.
You guys got it. You got it. You get a bell.
Yay!
Yay!
Bell.
Yeah.
They were really cute. They got really excited, and my six-year-old was the one that figured out the last one that none of us could remember, and she goes, Texas! So it was a cute moment.
Out of the wisdom of kids, you know, right? So
yeah. Girls, you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
We'd like to give a shout-out to our dad.
And your dog, right?
Yeah.
And your dog. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Sure thing. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's the Ely Eel Pouts again.
Yeah. What you got?
We have an answer for... So, Moby Dick's ship named the Pequod?
Yes, the Pequod, or the Pequod, yes.
Okay.
And where are you calling... you said Ely, okay.
The Ely Eel Pout.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for calling, and thanks for listening tonight.
Okay.
Got a shout-out or anything?
No, not right now.
Okay, next time maybe. So.
Yeah.
Thanks. So long.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to take a guess at the thinnest skin.
Yes.
Would that be the eyelid?
You are correct. The eyelids have the thinnest skin.
Cool. IQ Islanders here again.
All right.
So. Thanks much.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Let's get some more questions out there. Which capital city has a name meaning place of the gods and is the ancestral home of the Dalai Lama? What types of rock did the Incas use to build their cities? Who was the god of the sea in ancient Greece? The famous 300 Spartans fought at which battle? And which Middle Eastern country's monarchy was set up in 1921? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello?
Oh, sorry, I had no idea I was calling in. Sorry, I must not have hung up.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Nope, no problem. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Middle Eastern countries monitor.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Outhouse Emily. Can you hear me?
I can.
Great. I'll answer one of the newest questions about the god of the sea.
Yes.
Is it Poseidon?
It is. You got it.
Love it.
So, all right.
So Outhouse Emily wants to give a shout out to the Ely Eel Pouts. Hope they're enjoying the cabin and that outhouse that I'm not currently in right now.
Okay.
Wish I was there.
Okay. Well, good.
And hope you all have a nice night.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Of course. And hopefully you have another picnic. We missed it this year, but would love to join next time.
Second week or so in August, so book it now.
Oh, we'll put it on the calendar for next year.
Yes,
thank you.
Do that. Okay. So long.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is a PR special. I'd like to guess for the question of who killed Billy the Kid, would that be Wyatt Earp?
I've got something different.
Oh, dang. All right. Could I answer about the five youngest presidents?
Yeah. What do you got?
All right. I only got four. I was thinking of John F. Kennedy, Teddy Roosevelt, Bill Clinton, and Franklin Pierce.
Not Pierce. I've got two others beside those. But you're right on Roosevelt and Bill Clinton.
All right. Thank you.
See thank ya. You, sir. Keep on calling, you guys. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes again. Well, let's see. I think we know a couple here. But I bet nobody's going to go with the Russian PM of 1917, okay. Alexander Kerensky.
Right, Simon, you are. You have to be a well-read Russian scholar almost to get that in.
Well, I don't know about that, but you learn a little bit about the Russian Revolution, and he was right before Lenin came after him, I think, and he wasn't none too happy about it, as I recall. So
yes.
I wasn't around then, but that as the story goes. So
yes.
Anyway, I'll get out of the way. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, yep. Good night.
So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Michael, by God, Barry, how do you do?
Mr. Keach, how are you?
Top notch. Last time I saw you, we were doing keg stands in your hotel room, and Brad Jill was getting sick.
That was off the record, Keach, I guess.
Sorry about that. Oh, okay.
And then no comment. And don't leave yourself out of that. So.
Anyways, Anoka stole my answer about Al Capone dying of syphilis because I myself has had syphilis before, and yeah, it's a nasty little disease.
Thank you for
but
that.
Little penicillin and everything's good to go, and the sheriff that killed Billy the Kid was Pat Garrett.
You got it, Mr. Garrett.
All right, let me give a shout-out to you, the Kilgore Scouts, Julie Crabb, all my Northeast people, Mojo from the sauna, and Whiskey. Adios.
Thanks, Keach. Talk to you later. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Simon answered my question about with Kerensky, The Battle of the 300 Spartans, I believe, was in Thermopylae.
You are correct.
Woohoo.
How are things down
there? On the main streets of South St. Paul.
Yes, exactly.
Shout out to Cliff tonight.
Indeed, indeed. So,
all right, sir. Have an awesome night.
Thanks,
great
brother.
Show.
Yep.
So, all right, brother. Bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike, have you finished the rest of the states that end in S?
We have it, but what do you have?
So I have Arkansas, Kansas, Illinois, Texas, and Massachusetts.
You got it. Those are the five.
Awesome. I was going to come up with a clever line, but Cheech beat me to it. So I'll just give a shout-out back to the IQ Islanders, and we'll call it a great show.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. So long.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's Tom with the Ditch Bank Dummies.
Yeah.
Hey, the question about the thinnest skin.
Yes.
Has that been answered?
It has, but what do you have?
Four?
Nope. It was eyelids. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I have a question or an answer for the what was JFK called before JFK Airport?
Yes, yes.
It was Idlewild.
You got it. You got it. So, good answer. So where are you calling from?
We're calling from Warba.
Warba, okay.
And we want to give a shout out to all the cousins in Side Lake and Ely, Minnesota.
All right. Thanks for doing that. So appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening.
My pleasure.
Yep. Cool.
Bye.
A couple questions we have out there. Which vegetable links song titles by the Beatles, the Shins, and Marvin Gaye? And what is considered to be the oldest historical sport? Who was the ruler of the Ottoman Empire when it reached height of its power in the 16th century? Which capital city has the name meaning place of the gods and is the ancestral home of the Dalai Lama? What types of rock did the Incas use to build their cities? And which Middle Eastern country's monarchy was set up in 1921? Now let's get a couple new ones here. What types of waves are sound waves? Onto what part of the human eye does the lens focus an image? And what kind of lens would you find in a pair of binoculars? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, has anybody answered who killed Billy the Kid yet?
Someone got it, but what do you have?
Oh, I had Sheriff Garrett.
Yes, Pat Garrett got it.
So. Oh, how about, has anybody answered the letter for quiet and music?
Someone got it, but yeah, what do you have?
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, that's my bad. Hey, can I give a shout-out to the Ely Eel Pouts, the other half of them?
Sure thing.
They're doing a great job tonight. They're getting in a lot more than I am, and they're answering so many questions. I'm proud of them. They did a great job.
I get they have the magic fingers tonight. So.
They do. They do. Hey, thank you. You have
Thanks,
a good night.
Yep. So.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, good evening. This is the right hemisphere of the Wabana Brain Trust calling, and got two answers for you.
Okay.
The Battle of the 300?
Yes.
Thermopylae?
Yes, you are correct.
And the second question, thinnest skin?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Political.
That's an alternative
ding,
answer.
Ding.
Alternative
ding.
Answer, yes.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Got a shout out to my daughter, Naomi, and her new husband, Derek, in Alexandria.
Oh, congratulations. So thanks for calling.
Yeah. Yep, you bet.
So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The Incas built their city out of granite.
Granite.
That's one of them. Yes.
We're the Ely Eel Pass.
That's the only one I better know. Shout out to Emma, Cassidy, Katai, Bobby, and Outhouse Emily.
Okay, thanks.
And my dog Summer.
All right, thanks for calling. Keep on.
Yep. See ya.
Yep. Got a few minutes left in this hour. A couple questions we still have out there. In 2017, Harry Styles made his acting debut in which film? And there's only one U.S. state capital which has the name of an English city. What is that? And what's considered the oldest historical sport? And what types of rock did the Incas use to build their cities? We have granite. We're looking for one more. So back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake again.
Yes, Linda.
And I am calling about where in the eye through the lens that the image is focused on, and that would be the retina.
You are correct. You got it.
All right. I will give a shout out to back to Mojo in the sauna.
All right. Thanks.
Good night.
Yep. Cool. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, yes. I'd like to answer the youngest president.
Yes.
That remains?
Yes.
That would be Barack Obama.
That's one, and I've got one more. So we have one.
All right. This is Arthur calling from St. Cloud, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, my brother Joe, and the New York Minnesota gang, and Danny and Paul Spring and Paul, Sophia and Chloe.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
All right. Yep, thanks for doing this, Mike.
Yep. So long.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike, it's the Langs in Northfield again. We're going to try to answer the Ottoman Empire question.
Yes.
I have Suleiman the Great.
Yes, Suleiman. I had Suleiman the Magnificent, but you are...
Ooh, the Magnificent. All right.
Superlatives, I guess.
Yeah, great show. We appreciate it. And we'll give a shout-out again to the Aikyo Islanders. They're behind on us right tonight. Okay. So we got to get a shot up a little bit here.
All right. Keep on going. So.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, sports?
Yes.
Wrestling?
You are correct. That is considered the oldest historical sport is wrestling.
Shout out to Nice for knowing that.
All right, niece. So.